To begin today's lesson, Multitasking Awareness, just take a second to decide how you want to be, whether it's to sit, to stand, to lay down, you could be on your side. You actually could even be walking, so this will show how versatile this concept and this practice is. So as you begin, just bring attention to your attention. Where does your attention go? Where is it pulled? Is it pulled to something on the external, something in your environment? Is it paying attention and being drawn to something that you sense in your own body? So before I guide you through a series of areas to pay attention to, just let your attention roam. Let it go where it wants without trying to bring it into a certain spot. And as you do that, can you be curious with where it is going? Can you name it out loud if you're somewhere where you can say, I'm noticing this, I'm noticing that. Maybe I'm noticing this and that. And taking time to just track that attention and track how it wanders. Or maybe it stays in one spot. And know that wherever that spot is, that's neutral. That's just where your system is showing up, where it's being drawn to. And then as you start to watch your attention and the awareness that's coming online, can you bring attention to the surface that you are on? Whether that is your feet touching the ground, maybe it's your thighs sitting on a chair, maybe it's the pelvis on a chair, maybe it's your back against a couch or a chair, maybe it's the ground, perhaps you feel the back of your head against something. So wherever you are, whatever it is that you are doing, just notice that contact. Really bring the attention to just that. And it can be one small piece of you. It could just be how you feel your hand resting against something. And that something could be your own lap, or it could be the ground. It could be one part of your foot, or it could be a grander, bigger portion of your body, kind of a stamp, an imprint that you're feeling. Noticing these pressures. Can you notice if there's more pressure in one part, if you're feeling multiple parts of your body against the environment, against the support of the floor or a piece of furniture? Maybe it's grass that you're standing on, whatever it might be. See if there's a little more, if there's more favoritism towards one side or not. And so that would be considered this first layer of awareness, this connection to the external, the interface between where your boundary kind of ends and where the world begins. Now, as you are doing this, bring attention right now to your breathing. And as I say that word, breathing, and that concept of breath enters into your mind, notice if anything changes in the breath. Just notice what you notice. Notice what occurs when you bring your attention to your breath. Do you breathe through your mouth? Is it through your nose? Is it a bit of both? Can you feel the temperature of the air? Is it cool? Is it warm? Can you notice the different temperature as the breath comes out as you exhale? Primarily, the exhale is always warmer than the inhale, unless you're somewhere very warm. Because as it comes into our lungs and exchanges oxygen and CO2 with our blood, that air warms up. And when it comes out, it's going to be a little warmer. Typically. And as you notice your breath, this second layer, can you see if you've been able to maintain the attention to that first layer, which was that connection and that contact with the environment? So, of course, you will know whether that first layer, of awareness maintained in your attention as I brought your attention to your breath. And so now, if that did happen, if it was lost, bring back the attention to the connection of your body to the ground, to the environment. Again, so you're kind of drawing your attention back to that connection with hard physical space around you, but keep the second layer of the breath. So we're bringing these two spaces, places, ability to connect with breath, your breathing, without changing it per se. I'm not asking you to breathe deep or exhale big. It really is just to notice what your breath is doing now while bringing attention to the environment under you and that what you make contact with. And so as you do that, you're bringing in these two layers. So we're bringing in two layers of awareness. And there's no changing. That's the thing, is we're not trying to manipulate or shift anything. We're just bringing more awareness to these pieces. So self-awareness of our breathing, what it's doing, what it's up to, and then the environment under us or under our body parts, or how our own body parts touch different parts of our body. If our legs were crossed, for example, we would feel that intertwining. If our hands were clasped together, we would feel hand on hand. And then let that be. Actually, kind of drop those two pieces of attention and just come back to allowing your attention to roam. So it's like a mini pause. Let a pause occur. See where your attention wants to go. Where is it naturally being drawn to? Is it naturally going to something else, or is it now curious with these first two layers that I brought into your attention? And then just start to gently peer, gently look to that which is in front of you, or maybe to the left or to your right. So this is going to mean opening your eyes. And I haven't really said have your eyes opened or closed. It's been your choice. But now I will direct you to have your eyes, those optical lenses that see the world around you. Let it really see what's around you. And it could be anything. It could be something as close to you as looking at the skin on your fingers, or it could be something far away, like the clouds that you see outside of your window. So, orienting, this is what we have been practicing, this ability to see and have awareness of our external environment, but without necessarily touching it. So it's just this visual attention. And as you do that, notice if there's any movement involved. If your eyes are looking at different spaces, even if it's just a millimeter apart, there is still movement in that. So perhaps actively move, actively shift and turn gently your head. This isn't a fast movement, it isn't an abrupt movement. It's really a slowness such that if maybe someone was watching you, they wouldn't even know you were moving your head and neck and eyes. But it's just enough so that you know that you've actually shifted your head in space. So as you orient, let's consider this the third layer. Notice your breath. And just see what it does as your head and your attention sees to the outside. Noticing the breath, letting it just do what it wants to do. I can guarantee you will breathe, even if you might not think it's going to happen. Your brain will allow you to keep breathing. And if we allow it to be easy and gentle and not force it, it's kind of like taking the grip off of something. Everything just eases a bit. So, as you notice your breath, you let it just happen. You look around, you orient, and then bring it back to that first level of the connection that you have with the environment. So we've just kind of gone in reverse from seeing the external, looking, attention to the outside, eyes open. As you have your eyes open, you notice your breathing. It's there. Clearly it's there. Notice it, feel it, and then you lightly bring your attention back to the contact you have with the environment, and then back to orienting breath, environment. So you can bring your attention to these three different layers as slow or as fast as you want, but our goal, if you will, is to bring them all together. Bring them all together. If you think of the image of a Venn diagram, that's that image where you have three circles and they all touch to make a little kind of slice in the middle that depicts all three are unified, are touching, are connected. I think about that in this concept of multitasking and bringing in different levels of awareness. One circle is the contact we have with the environment, that physical pressure that lets us know I'm here, I'm connected, I'm grounded, so to speak. One would be, that's my breath, I'm breathing, I'm alive, here I am, I don't need to change it, I can just be in this way like this. And then the other circle, the third, would be seeing around us, seeing our external world, knowing I am here in this environment, but along with my attention to my breath and my attention to the ground under me and that physical contact. And so we could look at each circle separately. We can also look at them from a spectrum of one and then the next, and then we go to the next and the next and the next. And then kind of our end goal is to bring them all those circles together such that you might then just have one circle. And we want to build the capacity, the attention to these three pieces and work towards being able to notice all of them at the same time. So now, as you're here and listening to my voice and playing with this concept, this idea, you may have just seen a visual in your head of this diagram that I've described, which is natural. Can you now bring your focus and your attention into one of those circles you choose, and then another, and then maybe another, and then maybe another? So you're constantly kind of pendulating a little bit back and forth, but then to reach this point where you can have all three being held in your attention, multitasking this awareness at the same time. Many of us multitask doing lots of things in our day-to-day life, but they're very brain-based, they're very cerebral. But often we're moving, we're doing something that involves movement while then doing something else. Talking on the phone, for instance, while walking, we're multitasking. Listening to the radio while cooking dinner. Having a glass of wine while talking to a friend, while reading a book. So it's possible, of course, and we're now bringing this concept of multitasking just to our physical sphere of how we notice our internal and our external at the same time. All right. I encourage you to practice this and use that visual of the circles or something that would give you that sense of these things can be noticed separately and we can notice them together as one or as kind of this back and forth quality. And that back and forth quality and being able to notice them in this ever-changing form will grow our capacity. It will allow our capacity to handle and sense more at any given time. And that will grow our resiliency, our awareness. And that's what we want. All right, take good care. Have a good rest of your day.